I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Friday morning, the 4th of April, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Bakken, with a thought for the day. We go straight to the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 9. Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" Oh, I just love that scripture. You see, Jesus is God made flesh. Jesus has a distinct personality. He has a beautiful heart. He has an incredible character. And his viewpoint is yea and amen. That is exactly what God is like. We do not have to ask ourselves the question, "I wonder what God is going to be like." All we've got to do is study the life of Jesus. Then we know exactly what God is like. I have 8 grandsons. They know me. They know me very well. And I've heard them sometimes when they were younger, they bring their little friends to the farm to play. And I've heard them talking outside, and their little friends are a bit nervous to meet me, and they say, "He's a bit gruff, isn't he? He's a bit loud with his voice. I see he takes no nonsense. I also notice he doesn't talk twice. He only asks you to do something once." And then the little grandsons who know me, who have heard me, speak up, and they say, "No, Kulu," that's the Zulu word for grandfather. "No, he's kind. He's very kind to us. He's gentle with us. He says we must be kind to the girls. We must be gentle with the animals. And just one important thing. When you go into the house, whatever food gets dished up for you on the plate, make sure you eat all of it." Because you see, Kulu's father, my great-grandfather, was in the war. And he told Kulu how the people used to starve because there was no food. Don't waste the food. So my grandsons know my character because they spend time with me. Today, if you spend time praying, meditating, reading your Bible, Jesus will become such a reality to you that on the great day when you meet our Heavenly Father face to face, it will not come as a surprise to you. Jesus bless you richly as you get to know Him better. God bless you and goodbye.